on the middle of a lot of things here. We have a principle when it comes to Gzera Shava. If it's a Gzera Shava that's Muftim Mishnei Tzadim, it's better than Muftim Mitzad Echad. And if it's Muftim Mitzad Echad, it's better than not being Muftim at all. Gzera Shava means you have the same word in two different places, or approximately the same word. So Yeshiva Zuidia by the Bais HaManuga, in one place it says Shava Kain, one place it says Avah Kain, so the Gemara treats that like Gzera Shava also. It's not the same verb at all, but it's the same theme. Also, the Gemara says if it's the exact same word, then it's a stronger Gzera Shava, then that's just the same idea. So you see from the Gemara that there is room for the Chachamim to have input into Gzera Shava. When you learn the Gemara sounds like it says, Adam don kal b'chaimim mi'atzma, vein adam don Gzera Shava mi'atzma. So get the mistaken impression, Gzera Shava, you have to have a tradition, halacha moshe m'sina, either you have the tradition or you don't have it. There's no input mitzad rabban. That's not true. Tosfos and all the Mishnayim point that the Gemara says if you have a stronger Gzera Shava, one is stronger than the other, so you darshan the one that's stronger. What do you mean you darshan the one that's stronger? You don't darshan anything. Whatever you have a tradition on, that's halacha moshe m'sina. So you see there is input mitzad rabban. If you have muftne mishnei tzadim, if the word is miyuter on both psukim, then it's lemei demei mishivim. Even though there's room to dingzach logically to distinguish between one case and the other, that's such a strong Gzera Shava, you can't reject that. And if it's only muftim b'tzad echor, if it's not muftim at all, then the Gemara says, yeah, it's a good Gzera Shava, but if there's room to dingzach, room to argue, then lemeidim ha-mashim. So you see from the Gemara, there is input. There is input mitzad rabbanim. So that's Taisus Kasha, all the Rishonim ask that Kasha. How can it be? But Eiran Drong Gzera Shava mi'atzman can't keep lemei rabbi. So Tosfos and the other Rishonim give two different answers. Some Rishonim say they had to have a tradition on the Mispar Gzera Shavas. There's a number of Gzera Shavas that you have the right to darshan, 188 or whatever, 351, whatever the magical number is. And then you have the right, each Talmid Chacham who's Roy Lekach has the right to darshan as many Gzera Shavas as he wants up until that number. He can't exceed that number. That's Elam Ken Kibla Mirabba. You have to have a Kabbalah from Mirabbi. What's the Mispah Gzera Shabbos that you have a right to darshan? You can exceed that. And then when you're darshaning Gzera Shabbos, then there is input. Mitzad the Rabbanim, they determine this is a better Gzera Shabbos than that. Makes more sense to darshan A from B rather than learn A from C and so on. The other Rishonim say no, you have to have a Kibla Mirabbi, you have to have a tradition, not just on the Mispah Gzera Shabbos, you have to have a Kabbalah on the word. Once you have Gzera Shava, once you have a Kabbalah, Kibla Mirabba on the word, Tachas Nesina, Yishalom Kesef, Tosfos alludes to that Gzera Shava in the beginning of Bava Kama, that links together all the Chof Talad Ovis and Zokim that everybody pays from Edis, from Meitav. So once you have a tradition on that word, then you can darshan that Gzera Shava wherever you want. The tradition doesn't say which Tachas, which Nesina, which Yishalom, which Kesef. Once you have a tradition on the word, so wherever those two words appear, you can try to darshan, but it has to be something that makes sense. It has to be within reason. So the Gemara has over here that we started with discussing Ula's opinion. Ula Amar Ula, the top line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Ula was of the opinion, which is not accepted, that whenever you have a Chiyav Malkus and a Chiyav Mammon, so you pay the Mammon and you don't get the Malkus. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. That you get the malchus, you don't pay the mammon. But we pass them. There are only two exceptions to the rule. So Ula starts off on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. He learns out from Imam Atzina from those two cases. What we hold is an exception to the rule. So Ula holds no. From those two, he learns it's Arashav. Then the Gemara says, no, it's Arashav. Mal the Arashav shemem shekeim yesh mem tzad chomer yesh mem tzad kal on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Really, Dvarim Mishunim. How can you dan a mamatzinu? Mamatzinu means if it's sufficient, all the cases are sufficiently similar to the case that appears in Chumash, so we assume it has the same date. But it's not sufficiently similar. Those two cases in Chumash that you're paying, you don't get the malchus, they have share something in common. Dova mishuna lahakal, dova mishuna lahachmir. So the Gemara says, Elo Ula learns a gzera shava tachas tachas. And that's what Tosfos has the two pshatim. Where the Ula, according to the top line on Amid Beis, Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, Ula was still sticking with the original version of Ula, that he holds in all cases in Kol HaTorah Kula, Mamani Mishal Milkal Elokia. No, the Gzeirah Shavajatzan adds on a third case. Rabbi Yechanan, they're only fighting about one case. Rabbi Yechanan says there are two exceptions to the rule. Instead of the Malkus, Ula has a Gzeirah Shavah, Tachas Tachas. Even though there's room to dingzok, there's room to argue, but based on Gzeirah Shavah, Lamed and Vei Meshivim, he has a Gzeirah Shavah that Oinus and Mefata is also the same. The Fairship Sator, Oinus and Mefata, the Tashlumin, and you don't get the Malkus. So the Gemara in the next daf says, and what do we do with Ula's Gzeirah Shavah, Tachas Tachas? So Abai said that it's not Mufna. Abai says that we need that tachas. Where's the Gemara? I tachas hashirinim aboyle lekid Abai. About nine lines from the top. The Abai tachas hashirinim, high tachas hashirinim, mechalal that boish is abgam. You also pay. That's what you learn it. So that was the gist of the Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan says that there's room to distinguish. Maybe this halacha that Mamoni Mishal Milkal Eloki only applies in the two cases because they have something very strong in common, either Islu Tzat Chomer, Islu Tzat Kal, whatever. Mosheini Kain by Oynes and Mefata doesn't have that. And the word Tachas is not Mufta, so therefore you have no right to darshan the Gzeirah Shavah, because Gzeirah Shavah Sheini Mufta is Lameidim Amashim. You can ding zach. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. What else did we leave out last time? Oh, the Gemara on Gimel Lamed Beis has a very fascinating statement. Hanani Mishol Vazarya, otherwise known as Shadrach Meshach Vabednego, that says in Tanakh, they were given that name in Bobo, that was their Goyish name. Hanani Mishol Vazarya were prepared to give up their lives not to worship Abed Azar. That's what it sounds like. So the Gemara says on the top line in the name of Rav Damarav, Ilmole, the word Ilmole is sometimes spelled with a yud at the end, sometimes spelled with an aleph at the end. So very often they'll write on the side of the Gemara, look in the Tosfos and Megillah, then it makes a difference. If it's spelled with an aleph at the end, then the meaning is ilu lo. It's spelled with a yud at the end, Ilmole with a yud means ilu. So here it's spelled with a yud. Ilu nogduhu, if they would have tortured, if they would have beaten up. Hanan Mishal Bazarya, have a palchol etzlama. They would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. They threatened to kill them, so they were prepared to give up their lives. So they threw them into the Kiddush Hanoreish. They weren't killed, but if they would have began to torture them, so then they would have not given up their lives. They would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos asks, how can that be? Isn't the din Avodah Zarah Yehorag Val Yavar? So Tosfos has an answer that it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. Avapalcha Letzlama means to bow down to the statue of the king out of respect for the king, but they didn't really deify the king. The people didn't really deify the king. So why were they prepared to give up their lives not to bow down to the statue? So it was really only Amidas Chasidus. What was the Chasidus? Why is that Amidas Chasidus? Well, you're not allowed to bow down when the king comes, you're not allowed. If the Minikamdin, everybody bows down, not to deify the king, just out of respect for the king, if that's the way they show respect, what's wrong? It's problematic. But that's what Tosfos quotes up shot. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, those that sell him, lohoy avod azar. It's a problem with the Psukim and Daniel. Tosfos asks the question whether you can really read this into the Tanakh. Is that true? So Tosfos says the whole story of Hanan Mishal Vazar in the first place was only Amidas Chasidus. Maybe a place of Marisayin of avod azar. Maybe it's some Marisayin of Avodah Zarah said, and one is permitted, that's Shita Satosis, in a few places, one is permitted to volunteer as an Eina Mitzvah B'Yoseh to give up one's life, even though there is a prohibition against suicide, in the end of Parshas Noach, Achazimcha Nashasech Medrash. So the Rambam says, whenever one is not obligated to be Moshe Nefesh, he's not allowed to. Satosis disagrees with the Rambam, and Tosfos says over here also, they were Anoshim Chashuvim, so they were prepared to give up their life rather than to do what? What exactly was it? If everybody's bowing down not to deify the king, so it's problematic. That's the whole discussion is only Midas Chasidus. So they wouldn't have done the Midas Chasidus so far, only to give up their lives, not to suffer extreme torture.
Doesn't that defeat the whole purpose of the Gemara, though? Isn't the Gemara saying that, isn't the point of the Gemara that that doesn't end, that torture can make people do even something they would never do?
No, the Gemara says that torture is more, you suffer more from prolonged torture than you do from giving up your life in a minute. If they say, either worship Abu Zar, we shoot you. So he shoots him, so he suffers for a few minutes. But it's going to torture him for a longer time, so that's more painful. Prolonged torture is more painful than a sudden death. That's all the Gemara is trying to say. But the Tosfos learns that the whole giving up, the whole being prepared to give up their lives, is only a Midas Chasidus of some sort. It's difficult to understand. Yeah, why they make a Kiddush Hashem? What's wrong with bowing down to a king out of respect for the king if he's not deified? No one is worshipping the king. Well, that means that a minority of the people are worshipping him. Most of the people are just bowing down out of respect. And some of the people are deifying him. So if they didn't want to bow down out of respect, no one should think that they're worshipping him. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe that's what it means. Usually when you say Harag Vayavran Avodah Zarah, if the Nochri holds a gun to my head and says, you bow down to this Avodah Zarah, or I shoot you. So strictly speaking, Tosfos points out in Sanhedrin, and the Rambam points out in the Sefer HaMitzvot, that there really is no Avera of Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin has about Daf Samach Gimel or so. The Gemara has a Machlokes Abai V'Rava, Ha'Evera Avodah Zarah Me'Ava O Me'Yira. That said, the guy goes to church on Sunday. He's married to a non-Jewish woman. And he goes with his wife to church because he loves his wife and she only wants him to go to church. He goes to church and he says the prayers and he holds that it's all baloney. He doesn't believe in the Avodah Zarah, but he just loves his wife. Or Meira, he's afraid his boss is going to fire him. So he goes to church with the boss and he worships Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't believe in it. So we pass like Rava. Avodah Zarah, Meira, Meira is not Chayav Misa. If there's no Kabbalah Be'elohu, so Tosfos and the Rambam are both bothered with Akasha. So if there's no sin, there's no violation of Avodah Zarah because he's not Mekabel Be'elohus. So why does he have to give up his life? So they say because it's a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. And what if we have, let's say, a Marisayin of Gili Arayis, a Marisayin of Shvichas Damim, also you'll say Yehorg Vayavar. Maybe it's only a Marisayin of Avodah Zarah. That's the question, how far you go. That's what Tosfos and the Rambam say. That every case of Yehorg Vayavar by Avodah Zarah, when they want me to bow down, I don't really believe in this as a deity. So strictly speaking, I'm not really violating Avodah Zarah. And you still say Yehorg Vayavar. So we hear also what this was, Amidas Chasidus, it would have been a lower form of Marisayin. Let's say 5% of all the population are bowing down to the king, are deifying the king. 95% of the population are just bowing down out of respect. So they refuse to bow down even out of respect. And no one should think, shouldn't be a Marisayin that the rabbis, the three prominent rabbis, are worshiping Avodah Zarah. So that's Takemuta, you accomplish a Kiddush Hashem with that. I don't know, Tosfos is guessing. They're trying to reconstruct what was the circumstance. Maybe the circumstance was such that they accomplished the Kiddush Hashem. Other Rishonim disagree, the Shitim Kubet disagrees and says no, that it really was an Avodah Zarah, and the din is that Yehorg Vayavar, but Yehorg Vayavar only means you have to suffer a little bit, suffer less death. But to suffer prolonged torture, that's worse than suffering death. You're permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is making a statement, Halacha, Ilo Nogdu Lachanan Mishal Vazarya, the din would have been, have a palchol etzlam, would have been mutter for them to worship Avodah Zarah. So that's more than the din requires. Yorg Val Yav is only, because to suffer death is a certain level of pain. And to suffer prolonged torture is even more painful.
Ad kedei kach, yinat mechui, chidush halacha l'maisa. It sounds like a psychological thing that the Gemara is saying. People can only take so much, even in normal circumstances.
And that's the third pshat that some of us suggested, that it doesn't mean it's a halacha. The halacha doesn't require so much. No, the halacha does require, but the Gemara is just saying they wouldn't be able to resist, they wouldn't be able to control themselves so much. If you torture a person long enough so he can break his resistance, he can break his will, and he simply won't have any b'chiru chavshis.
Why would Rav have said that? Yeah, why would Rav have told us psychological insight?
What motivated him to make that statement?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
interesting question. We know that it's true. We know that it's true. I think the psychologist came to that realization after the Korean War, because the Koreans took American prisoners and they tortured them so long till they got them to say on videos that America is a terrible country and that people don't have any baths and they don't have any showers and they used to go around dirty and everyone is hungry. They tortured them so long till they said they're going to say anything. They didn't even have bechira chavshus to withstand it. If you torture a person long enough, he just simply loses his bechira chavshus. So what motivated Rav? I don't know. That's a good question. Right. So that's what Tosfos says. They were only bowing down to Haman out of respect for Haman. But Tosfos quotes the Medrash. Haman was walking with tzlamim on his chest, and he wanted it to look as if all of the people are bowing down to the tzlamim. No one was bowing down to deify him. So Mordechai didn't want that. Was also probably if Nimishurus Adin. Mordechai leyechra, but Yishtachve, he didn't want to bow down. It shouldn't look as if he's bowing down to the tzlamim that Haman wore around his neck. Yeah. Yes. Achidish Diki Gemara. What else do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara talks about Shaliach Lidvar Aveira. On the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Bez, usually the rule is Ein Shaliach Lidvar Aveira. If I send someone else, I pay someone to kill someone, my enemy. So he's Chayv Misa for killing. I'm not Chayv Misa. The Gemara says when you have a Shaliach Lidvar Aveira, it's Gramrit Sicha, so there's a punishment on Misa B'dei Shammai. The Gemara says, Shammai HaZokain was of the opinion that Yesh Shaliach L'Dvar Avera, more beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, and we haven't accepted his opinion. So the Gemara says, but even the Chachamim who disagree with Shammai HaZokain, they also agree that the one who sends the Shliach to murder the other person will be punished. The only machloikus is whether Dina Rabba, Dina Zuta. Shammai HaZokain is of the opinion, Dina Rabba, the major punishment. I sent you. If you have witnesses who testify that I sent you as a shlich to go kill someone, I paid you money to kill him, so I get the death penalty. And the Chachamim would disagree, hold no, he only gets a dina zuta, like Misa B'dei Shammai. You get Misa B'dei Shammai because that's Gram Tzicha, that's the pasuk Miyad Kol Chaya Ed Rishena. If I send an animal to kill someone, and the animal does the job, so Ed Rishena means that I'm Chai Misa B'dei Shammai. So the Pashto says that this Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, that Bedina Shamayim, there is a punishment, Dina Zuta. So the Vilna Goin writes that punishment is only by Gram Ritzicha. It's not by Gram of other Averis. Let's say, every case of Ein Shalich HaDvarel is going to be a punishment of Dina Shamayim. In the Shach and Choshem Mishpat, in the beginning of Hilchas Shlichas, so the Shulchan Aruch says that ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So in the Shach in parentheses, you have a kasha from the son-in-law of the Shach, that the Gemara says that ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. But bedina ishamayim, bedina zuto, the mishalech will be punished. So what does the Gemara say? Minayin shein tonim lemesis, that the Nochash convinced Chava that she should eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the Gemara says that the Nochash was punished. Why was the Nochash punished? He didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. He convinced her that she should eat from the Eitz Hadas. So that was really Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the Gemara says that when he convinced her she should eat from the Eitz Hadas, he had the status of a Mesis. That's a problem also. What do you mean Mesis? Mesis means I try to convince someone to worship Avodah Zarah. He would just try to convince her that they should eat from the Eitz Hadas. So Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva. He says that Dina Mesis applies in any Avera. If the rabbi gets up in shul and he says, we want to invite everyone to come to shul next Shabbos, and he knows they're going to drive, so the rabbi has a din of a Mesis. That's Rav Moshe has a difficult shul. The Rishonim say on the daf, not like Rav Moshe, the Avra Masa is not Gemara, because the Nochash convinced of Yom HaChoch Memenu, V'yisim Kelehim Yeri Toi Vara. He said, if you eat me Yitz Adas, you'll become like God. And God prohibited you from eating, because everyone is jealous of his competition. Every lawyer is jealous of the other lawyers who are more successful, and every doctor, and everyone is jealous of everybody else. So God is jealous of everybody else also. How do you think he became God? He ate from the Eitz Hadas. He's in Kelehim. He's afraid that you're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and you'll be competition to him. So the Nochash was convincing her that she should that's equivalent of Avodah Zarah, that she should become a god and rebel against God. That's how the Yad Ramah says. And the Gemara says, why did the Nochash suffer a punishment? The Nochash could have really tainted Diri Arabi, Diri Atalma, Diri Mishayman. That's the argument saying Shliach HaGaver. But the Nochash didn't argue that point. Aye, but we should say Taininon, the Bezen Shalmailu should have advanced the Tain on behalf of the Nochash. So Mikan, from this pasuk, you can see, Shein Tainim Lamesis. Since the Nochash was a Mesis, so if the Mesis argues on, advances an argument on his own, why should he be Potter? So we listen to his argument and we discuss it. The members of the Bezen will discuss it. But if the Nochash didn't advance the argument on his own, then we shouldn't advance that on his behalf. That's what you learn after that pasuk. So the son-in-law of the Shach was bothered with Akasha, but the Nochash, you're talking about a punishment b'din shamayim. You're not, the Bezen Shalmata didn't punish the Nochash. The Bezen Shalmaila punished him. So b'din shamayim, the Gemara says, yesh aliyach l'dvar aver. So how can the Gemara derive anything from the fact that the Nochash could advance a taina? He should have been off the hook. What does it help off the hook? But b'dinu shamayim, you are going to be punished. That was the kasha of the son-in-law of the Shach, printed in parentheses in the Shach and Choshe Mishpat. So in the Bi'ur Agroh, he writes that the kasha is based on a mistaken assumption. He read the Gemara wrong. But the Gemara says that b'dinu zuta, that even the Chachamim, all the other Tanoim who disagree with the Shammai Hazok, and they hold, they would all agree that Bedina Zuta will be punished. The Gemara is only talking about grammar tzicha. If you send a shlech d'arver, a hitman, to kill someone else, but if you send someone to eat chazer, or you send someone to rob a bank, or you send someone to do something else, that there's no source for it. Bedina Zuta, there's a punishment, grammar tzicha, that's the pasuk in the end of Parshas Nech, miat kol chayed rishenu. And the Medrash Rabbah says it means if you send an animal to bite, to kill the other person, so you're in violation of grammar tzicha.
How's Abba shlich l'dvar aver anyway? How's the case of shlich l'dvar aver?
He convinced her to do an aver. That's called shlich l'dvar aver.
It's called shlich l'dvar aver, or it's only shlich l'dvar aver that's possible when she doesn't aver on my behalf?
No, the Gemara talks about a shlich l'dvar aver. You mean because she came to henna? The Gemara says, even according to Shammai Hazok and the Yesh Lech Barvera, he himself would be murdered that by Bias Asuris and Macholas Asuris, there ain't Shalech Lidvar Aver. Because the whole essence of the Aver is the Hano, and the one who ate it got Hano, the one who sent him did get Hano. Yeah, but over here it wasn't Macholas Asuris, that's what the Yad Ramah says. This is as an act of rebellion against the Rabban Shalom. So the Nochash wound up Chava that she should rebel against the Rabban Shalom. The Nochash was really rebelling. But instead of himself doing the rebellion on his own, he sent Chava, she should do the rebellion. So that's called Shliach Dvar Avera, to worship Abba Rezar, to rebel against the Rabban Shalom. So the Vilna Gaon says that the son-in-law of the Shach made a mistake, that when the Gemara says at the beginning of the second parak in Kiddush, that even those Tanaim, all the Tanaim would disagree with Shammai Hazoken, and they hold that ain't Shliach Lidvar Avera at all, but Bedina Zuta, you are punished. That punishment, Bedina Shammai, Bedina Zuta, less, not the Mises Bezen of the death penalty. Shammai Hazoken says that Mishalech is going to get the death penalty. The Tanoim disagree, say not going to get death penalty, but it's going to get Nisa Bedei Shammai. So it does mean that any and every case of Shalech Ladvar Avera, you're punished Bedina Shammai. It means if it's Gram Ritzicha, when you sent a Shalech Ladvar Avera to do dirty work, Gram Ritzicha, so then the Chumash says, Miat kol chaya edushana. Edushana means misa b'day shamay. But over here it wasn't gram tzicha. This was a shalich advar there in the area of Avodah Zarah. So in Avodah Zarah there isn't even a dina zuta. Dina zuta is only by gram tzicha.
But isn't it maybe like gram tzicha in the sense that Hashem said that you from the tree you're going to die, so he's calling her to commit suicide?
No, no. Suicide is not the same as Ritzicha either. We had the other day that on Shabbos we were speaking about it, that the Minchas Chinuch points out Shafech dam ha'odam, if he kills someone, ba'odam dam yushafech, he get Mises Bezen. But achas dimchel nashasechem edresh, edresh means Mises B'dei Shamayim. If a person commits suicide, he's chai Mises B'dei Shamayim. What do you mean? He's dead already. He's not chai Mises B'dei Shamayim. But it means the chayim ha'iser of suicide is not the same level as Ritzicha. If I kill someone else, so that's Ritzicha, that's Mises Bezen. If I kill myself, the Issa Ritzicha is Beinon Machavera. Whenever the Issa is Beinon Machavera, then I can be Moichel. Then I have a right to be Moichel. That's the Gemara that we had later on. That mem amnal. Yomer labina misa leesa klal. The Gemara says there's a din by oynus. Oynus shows about tzitza. Well, I see the yishad. Oynus has to marry the girl. If the girl wants him to marry her, if the girl doesn't want, you can't force the girl to marry him. If the girl says, "I'll never get a shidduch. I want you to marry me and support me," so then we force him. But the Gemara says, if she says she doesn't want, then not. So the Ramban says the Gemara was explaining. Gemara was quoting that to prove that the mitzvah of v'leisei l'isha is a mitzvah bin adam machaveiroi, right? But haray that it lends itself to mechila. So once you've established that it's bin adam machaveiroi, right, then we know that you can't say esa dechaloi sase. If he was ma'anis a mamzeres, or the kohen was ma'anis a grusha, so you wouldn't say the esa yava esa of v'leisei l'isha, the yitcha loi sase of grusha, or yitcha loi sase of mamzeres. Why not? So the Ramban quotes the Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Lamed, that the essay dechalos essay only applies if the essay is ben adam lamakom, but an essay shebon adam chaver is not dechalos essay ben adam lamakom. The Gemara says a kohen sees a situation of a Shabbos aveda in the Beis Hakvaras. Kohen is driving a car and he sees the car in front of him. The luggage falls off into the cemetery and he's honking, and the guy before doesn't stop. So is the kohen permitted to be metami into the Beis Hakvaras in order to retrieve the aveda? Should you say essay dechalos essay? So Gemara has a lashon. So the Ramban explained what does it mean. Isura means bein adam lamakom. Mamona means bein adam lachavera. So the Gemara here on Daf Mem says, if the girl says, "I don't want to marry him," then veloisei l'isha doesn't apply. So it means that it lends itself to mechila. If she's meichel, the whole essay doesn't apply. So that's a clear-cut proof. That's a proof that the mitzvah of veloisei l'isha is a mitzvah bein adam lachavera. So Mameli can't say, "Esa dechaloi sase." Lo yisei l'isha should be dechal as essay of mamzer. Lo yisei l'isha is an essay of mamayna, bein adam lachavera. And grusha l'koyin, and the mamzeris l'Yisrael is a lo yisei l'isha bein adam lachavera, and a mitzvah bein adam lachavera can't be dechal an isha bein adam lachavera. That's what the Ramban says. So let's say the isha ritzicha is really bein adam lachavera. So if I kill myself, I'm meichel. So I'm not chayiv misa. That's what the minchas chinuch holds. I'm not chayiv misa. Then you have a new posik that is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Achaz Dimcha L'Nach Shezech Medrash goes on a person who commits suicide. So it means like this, to kill any Jewish person is an Isa Ben Adam Lamakim. Is an Isa Ben Adam Lamakim. Question about killing a Nochri is also Aser, but is it the same Isa? That's a question. So to kill either a human being or to kill a Yisrael is an Isa Ben Adam Lamakim, and it even applies to kill oneself, because the person has a Tzalamakim is not allowed to, but that's only punished with Misa B'dei Shemayim. If I kill someone else, that's already not only the Ben Adam Lamakom, that's also Ben Adam Lachaver. So for that, you chayiv Mises Bezen. But if I commit suicide, the Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not chayiv Mises Bezen, only Mises B'dei Shemayim. What do you mean Mises B'dei Shemayim? It's like a joke, he's dead already. So the Minchas Chinuch says, no, v'chapan af kemin if it come le b'di rab minay. If I murder someone else and be idna with murdering someone else, I make a hezek, so you putta from paying for the hezek. But if I commit suicide and be idna with my committing suicide, I caused the hezek, so we don't accept Rav Nechunya Mirakana's opinion that Koris patas from mamim. If you would have accepted Rav Nechunya Mirakana that Hayayisus Yom Kippurim Kishabbos that Koris patas from mamim, Machloi Rav whether Misa B'dei Shemayim also patas from mamim, but it won't pass like Rav Nechunya Mirakana to begin with. So there's nothing to discuss. So he said the Menachas Chinuch says Olchapan Av Kemina that the Isra of murder is Ben Adam Machavera. That's if you kill someone else. To kill yourself means that you're meichel. There is no bin adam lachaver, but there's still the bin adam lamakom. So bin adam lamakom of murdering any human being, so that's only misa b'dei shamayim. So usually we have a rule of ein shalich ledvar avera. Machlokes shama hazoken and achachamim. We pass an ein shalich ledvar avera. The mishaleach doesn't get the punishment that bezon shalmata. B'dina zuta, the Gemara says he is punished, and that's a question whether it's in every case of ein shalech l'dvar avera, there's always a punishment b'dinei shamayim, or it's only by grammar tzich. That's the Vilna Gaon. He answers the kasha of the son-in-law of the shach. Yeah. So, are there any exceptions to the rule where the chachamim agree that yesh shalech l'dvar avera? So, the Gemara has that there are three exceptions to the rule. One of them is me'ilo. You have mishnayis, kama v'kama mishnayis, and maseches me'ilo. That the Gemara learns that gzeres shava from afrashas truma. That just like it says. Kain Torim Agamatem, Gam the Rabbis is HaShaliach. Not only the farmer has the ability to be Mafrish Chumas and Maisers, the farmer can appoint a shliach to be mafresh trumas and maizes. So the word gam, by kain terim or gam atem, by hafrashas truma, is marbe, the shluchah shalonim kemoisei, by hafrashas truma. So we have gzereshava between hafrashas truma, chet chet, Mila is learned that chet chet bin truma. The word chet appears by Afrosh's truma, and the word chet appears by Me'ila. So by Me'ila also we say yesh aleich advar aver. By Me'ila. What's another exception to the rule? Shlichus yad, but pikodin. If the shomer sends, the shomer knows that it's not his pikodin, and he wants to use it, so he tells someone, go shech the behemah, it's my behemah, and it's not his behemah. So he sends someone else to do the shlichus yad. So he says, yesh aleich ledvar aver. Yesh aleich ledvar aver. And then the third exception to the rule was, by tovach u'machar, the Gemara learns that different drushes, the three-way machlek is, what is the drusha? But the bottom line, they all agree that there is such a din, that yesh aleich ledvar aver by tvicha mechira. If the ganav sells the shorva seh, tovach u'machar, hamish bokir sham tachas ha-shor v'arbetzayim tachas ha-seh. So even if he didn't shecht it on his own, and even if he sent a shliach to sell it to someone else, we say that yesh aliach lidvar aver. The problem with the Rambam was, the Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila writes that by Me'ila, this is the one and only exception to the rule, only by this aver alone do we apply the rule of yesh aliach lidvar aver. How can the Rambam say that this is the one and only exception to the rule? Rambam himself quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says there are three exceptions to the rule. Otherwise he would have learned that Amar Matzina, if you only have one exception. How do you know that there's a rule? If you have a pasuk that yesh aleich advar aver by meila chet chet ben truma, so learn out from meila to kol atarku. So the answer is this: shnei ksiv mamboin ki echad. And even if you all shnei ksiv mamboin ki echad, amalam them, you do learn out mamotzina. Here is shlosh ksiv mamboin ki echad. The Gemara says so. L'chol ha'deis over here, you don't learn a mamotzina. You have the three psukim that yesh aleich advar aver by tovach mochar, yesh aleich advar aver by shlichas yad bepikodin, hakol dvar pesha. Called the Dvar Pesha means a Dibur of Pesha. The Shomer tells the Shliach, you do the Shlich Yad for me. And the third case is a Chet Chet Mitzvah. So you have three psukim where you say, Yesh Shlich Dvar Ver. So we assume these are the exception to the rule. If it would have been the rule, we wouldn't have needed three psukim. It would have been enough one or two psukim and to derive from those one or two psukim to call a Torah Kula, the Yesh Shlich Dvar Ver. So that's a problem with the Rambam. The Nosi Kelim work on it, and the Yoyne Salem has a famous answer, an explanation. Yeah.
Gemara says it doesn't mention Shlichus Yad, maybe that's a moment mistake, but it gives a different answer as to we have Shlichus Yad, but there we said Bedafka, Shlichus Yad, everywhere else, Angel, it didn't mention Shlichus Yad.
Meaning Zakasha, what I said, Zakasha, why didn't the Gemara say that? Okay, it's a good Kasha. But Lamaisa, bottom line, we know that there are three exceptions to the rule. So that's a problem with the Rambam. Why does Rambam say that the one and only exception to the rule is by Me'ila? He himself quotes that there are another two exceptions to the rule. It's a problem. Okay. Then the Gemara has a discussion of a topic. What's the din? Shchita sheinu ruya. Shmo shchita or lav shmo shchita? Where is this discussion? Nochamo. Top line on Lamed Dalet Omer Aleph. Machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. What does mean shchita sheinu ruya? If I take an animal and I shoot it, that's not shchita. I was menabel the animal. What does mean shchita sheinu ruya? I take a knife and I stab the animal in the heart. That's an event. That's not shchita sheinu ruya. Shchita sheinu ruya means I did a perfect shchita, and the shchita is mitar midei nevela. It's not nesem eila, huh? But then I check inside, and it turns out that this animal is a treifa, so you're not allowed to eat it. Treifa is also bachila mutabano. You can sell it to a goy. You can feed it to the dogs. A mutabano, but it's also bachila, and the shchita is mitar midei nevela. So if you have a shchita shein ruya, that's one example. A shechei benimtzis treifa. So is that considered shchita and kol ha-tarakula or not? So what do you mean with the expression kol ha-tarakula? When you get to tumas nevela, the din is that shchita's treifa is mitar midei nevela. When you get to achila, the din is that it's also achila. The shchita is not matar. Means in kol ha-tarakula other cases. What are other cases? Tovach u'machar. The ganav who shechts shor v'seh has to pay Chamisha Bokem Shalom Tachas HaShav Barabat Zayin Tachas HaSeh. What if he shechts a Shor Vaseh? That's a Treifa. So that's a Machloikis in the Mishnah of Shimon and HaChacham. Where else would you have a Machloikis? What about Meneketa Oseli as Beno Lo Sishchatu B'yoymechot? If you shoot one of them, the Oso or the Beno, then you're permitted to shech the other one. The only time there's a prohibition is if you shechted the first one, then you're not allowed to shech the second one. Doesn't matter what order, first one, second one. Doesn't matter which do, the Oso first or the Beno first. Doesn't make a difference. So what if I didn't shoot one of them? Well, I shechted one of them and it turned out Shochat V'nimtzis Treifa. Is that called the Shechita? What do you say? No, Shechita Shenibay Lashma Shechita. So there's no prohibition to shech the Oso V'yaz Beno. What's the other nafkamina? Kisli Hadam. The din is when you shecht chaya biof, you have to perform kisli hadam. Hashi yishchat chaya of shafach hazdama v'chiso above. What if he shechts a chaya biof and it turns out that it's a treifa? So is there a mitzvah of kisli hadam because he shechted it? Or do you say no? Shechita shanimu yulav shma shechita, he didn't do a shechita. So the Gemara has there's a machlekes hatanaim in all these cases by Dalet Vehei and by kisli hadam and by osve ezbeno. Yeah. Pashta says we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Yochid v'Rab Malachi Gram, we should not pass like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara Chulin points out that Reb Yudah Hanasi, who edited the Mishnayos, made a compromise over here. The compromise, and that's how we pass like Reb Yudah Hanasi's compromise. Compromise was that by Kisei Hadam, the way the pasuk reads, Ashiyishchat. How is it? Who knows who's a balkar? Ashiyishchat. Chaya of Ashey Yochel. It says Ashey Yochel. Since the two words are added, Asher Yeochel, so Reb Yudah Hanasi is of the opinion, there we accept Reb Shimon's view. The Shechita Shein Ruya is not called Asher Yeochel, so then there's no Kisi Adam. But in the Geta Osve Ezmeno, we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We hold the Shechita Shein Ruya is Shechita Shein Nachamo. Reb Shimon holds again. Reb Shimon holds Shechita Shein Ruya and Kol HaTarakula in all three cases. Kisei Adam, by Yosef Ezbeno, and by Dalet Vehei. Shimon holds, it's always Lav Shma Shechita. And we pass on the Rishpacha Shechita with the one exception of Kisei Adam. Because by Kisei Adam it says, Asher Yeochel. If it's not Asher Yeochel, if it's not Roy Lachila, then it's not. So what's one example of Shechita Shenibuya? The normal case of Shechita Shenibuya is Shochat V'nimtzis Treifa. Turns out that the animal is a treifa. That's interesting. Why is it called Shechita Shein Ruya? The Shechita was perfect. It happens to be a diseased animal, so has a disease, so you don't want to eat it because it's not healthy. What has it got to do with the Shechita? It's a separate thing. Let's say, I shech the Be'ema, and I succeed in cooking the animal with milk while it's alive. That's it. I cook the whole animal with, I pour on burning hot water, burning hot butter. I smear burning hot butter on the behemoth. So the whole behemoth has balua, basa b'chola. So it's also b'hano. Then I shecht it. So that's going to be a shechita sheni ruya. What does it have to do with the shechita? It's a side issa. It's an issa basa b'chola. The Gemara says, no, when you shecht an animal, and it's a treifo, so that's considered an incomplete shechita. That's called the shechita sheni ruya. It's not, what I just said is not really correct, because the Gemara says, ashechet b'shabbos. Ashechet b'Shabbos, if you hold that it's going to be osa, what's the din Ashechet b'Shabbos? Are you allowed to eat it? Are you allowed to be nana from it? So it's a machlekes, Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri, Rabbi Yechanan Sandler, and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yechanan Sandler sounds like he holds that it's an Issa deraisa. He learns that from the Pesuk, Kodesh Elohim, Kodesh osa b'achila, af Maaseh Shabbos osa b'achila. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Amaroyim, whether Maaseh Shabbos Ashechet b'Shabbos, Amavashal b'Shabbos, is it an Issa deraisa, an Issa derabbanan? It's the machlokes of Rishonim. What is the machlokes of Amaroyim? So some Rishonim learn the machlokes is within Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler. Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler means to say Amavashal b'Shabbos, Ashechet b'Shabbos is an Issa deraisa tit, or the Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler only mean that it's an asmachtem derabbanan. Other Rishonim say no, that's not. Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler said it's an Issa deraisa. He learns that from a pasuk. The other Tanoim say a penalty. It's a knas midirabbanan. That's exactly machlekes and Meir Reb Yudah. When they make a penalty midirabbanan, should we say konsu shogot amezer or lo konsu shogot amezer? How far do you go with knasas? And then the Gemara goes on a whole sugya, two dafim Gemara, one case after the other, after the other, after the other. there's room to distinguish regarding Kotzer Shogot the Mezen. Maybe there's a difference between what's the Avera that he violated. Did he violate an Avera Deraisa? Did he violate an Avera Abana? There's room to distinguish in this direction and the opposite direction. It makes more sense to be more penalizing to Kansa more if he violated an Avera Deraisa. And on the other hand, maybe it makes more sense to penalize Kotzer Shogot the Mezen by the Rabbana. Maybe the very Seferim Sich Mechizik Dinim Deraisa that people are going to observe. There are more people observing, I don't know if it's true anymore, more people observing Dinim Deraisa than Dinim Rabbana. It's probably not true. More people observing Shiva and they're saying Yisker and Yortzeit than keeping Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpocha. What the people observe, Chanukah, a lot of people like Chanukah, they light Chanukah candles in the White House. But they don't observe the din of their eyes, they observe the din of their Rabbanah. I don't know. In every generation, things are different. So the Gemara then, Hanazakan, goes on and on and on and on with different cases. There's room to distinguish in either direction. Maybe Kotzer Shogot the Mezen by the Rabbanahs and not by their Rises. Maybe Kotzer Shogot the Mezen by their Rises, not by their Rabbanahs. The Gemara has different opinions among the Tanaim. Atzad HaShavah Shebem Ramei Rab, you hold that I'm a Vashel B'Shabbos, HaShecha B'Shabbos. It's only a penalty with the Rabbanah that you're not allowed to eat. In the Torah, you're allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Asandler holds that Minatari not allowed to eat it. So one opinion in the Rishonim is that the Machlekes Amoraim, whether Maisa B'Shabbos is the Raisa, Maisa B'Shabbos means Hamavashal B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanon. They were arguing we should be passing like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, we should be passing like the other Tanoim, whether Maisa B'Shabbos is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Other Rishonim say no, the Machlekes was not which one to pass like. The Machlekes was, what did Rabbi Yochanan Sandler say? Did he mean to say that Maisa Shabbos and Nisa Deraisa or Nisa Derabban and Shittim Gobetz? And that's both of the Pshatim over here. So the Gemara Kalpanim Gemara says like this: if Hashechet B'Shabbos is only Asa B'Achilim Mid Derabbanon, then it's not called Shechita Shenim Ruya. On the level of Deraisa, it's a Shechita Ruya. Yishechet the animal Hashechet B'Shabbos Shechitos Ekshera. Afal Pishim Mischay Benamshin Shechitos Ekshera. So that would be a Shechita Ruya. If you're like Rabbi Yechanan Sandler and Rabbi Yechanan Sandler holds it's a Din Deraisa. Hashechet B'Shabbos is awesome and atorah to be nene from it. So then the Gemara says, oh, then it should be called Shechita Shein Ru'uya. So that's a side issa. That's not that there's something incomplete with the Shechita. Netilas Neshamet, an issa Malocha and Shabbos. That's a side issa. And still the Gemara considers that Shechita Shein Ru'uya. The Gemara calls that Shechita Shein Ru'uya. So you see that in order to be labeled as a Shechita Shein Ru'uya, the original case, the typical case that the Mishnayos quote all over is Shechet v'nimtzis treifa. Is it Chayv b'kisei adam that you have the prohibition of osa as b'no? Are you Chayv dalet v'hei? Mitam tovach, tovach v'machar. So one could have mistakenly thought that the machlekes hatanayim b'shimen and hachamim, whether Shechet v'shen wish, ma Shechet or not, only applies in such a case because treifa, when you shech the treifa, it's an incomplete Shechetah. It's like nevela in a certain sense. When you get to achila, it's like nevela. The Rambam has that chiddush. Rambam says, we paskin any surim mitzvah from zeh mzeh. In order to get malchus for eating macholos asuris, you have to eat a kazayis. One time, Reb Shimon is of the opinion, kol shu'ul malchus. You only need kazayis to be chayv koris. If you ate chomis bet pesach, or if you ate chayla bedam, so you need a kazayis to be chayv koris, to be chayv achatas b'shoigin. But the mezeh to be chayv malchus, Reb Shimon holds kol shu'ul malchus. We don't pass like that. We pass and you have to eat a kazayis. Now there's a further machlokes hatanoim. If you ate a half a kazayis of chazer and half a kazayis of basa b'cholov, are they mitzvah from yachad? So one opinion, mayors of the opinion, is surim mitzvah from zeim zeh, because all macholos asuras fall under the category of lo sechlo kol tayeva, kol shetiyafti l'cho hareyu b'vatechon. We don't pass like that. We pass in any surim mitzvah from zeim zeh, half a kazayis one, half a kazayis another, is not mitzvah from yachad, unless it's Shirem Shavim Mishmasem Shavim. That's what he said in Mishneh Me'ilah the other day. Let's say I have a half a gezayis of Nivlas Ha'oif and a half a gezayis of Nivlas Behema. So Nevela is Nevela, same thing. Or let's say I have a half a gezayis of Nevela that's cooked and a half a gezayis of Nevela that's fried. Or something like that. So that's Shol Shem Echot. Shirem Shavim and Mishmasem Shavim. Nevela is Nevela. It's all the same thing. Trefa, you eat a half a gezayis of a trefa. This animal is a trefa because it has a broken leg. That animal is a trefa because it has a sirch on the lung. A trefa is a trefa. Shem echad, shmasem shavim, shirem shavim, it's mitzdarfim. So the Rambam paskens like that Mishnah Meila. Any surim mitzdarfim zem zeh. You don't say, all macholos asuras fall under the category under the heading. The Rambam says you only get malchus if you eat a gezayis of one Trefa, Meichel, that Shem Echot. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes an exception to the rule. The person eats a chatzi zayis of nevela and a chatzi zayis of trefa, it is mitzvah. What do they have to do with each other? Trefa is a diseased animal. You can get the disease. And nevela is a healthy animal. The meat in the AMP, that's nevela, it's not trefa. That's nevela. So nevela, just it's a two different isoms. The Rambam says no, because trefa is trilos nevela. When you shech the trefa, it lacks a neheta shita. That was Rav Chaim's bar mitzvah Torah. The Beis Halevi told Rav Chaim he was learning chulin when he became bar mitzvah, so Beis Halevi said he should prepare his own shtickle Torah. So he said his own chiddush, and then he had a whole bunch of rice. And this is what the letter in the back of the Sefer HaGavala Salvechik has on the Rambam. So he has a letter about this. The letter was sent to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. So he says, regarding what I told you that my father said in the Rambam, my father didn't say the Rambam says that. That's my father, Rav Chaim, interpreted that that's the pshat in the Rambam. Rav Cheskel Abramsky thought that Rav Chaim had a Rambam where he said explicitly like that. So Rav Babala wrote him back, no, I didn't say it's a Rambam. He said, my father interpreted the Rambam like that. That when you shech the treifa, when you shech b'shabbos, it's a side issa. The shechit is perfect, 100% perfect. It's a side issa. You did a malach, and according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, you're not allowed to eat it, menat Torah. But if you shech, then the animal turns out to be a treifa, that's an incomplete shechit. True, it's a shechita the time of day and avela, but it's not a shechita to be mata b'achila. So if you would only learn the Mishnais, you would get the mistaken impression that the only time there's a machlokin by shechita is shochat v'nimtzis streifa, because the shechita is incomplete. So our Gemara says that it's not so. Not only shochat v'nimtzis streifa, asherchet b'shabbos, if you're like a bichna sandler, that it's also menat Torah to eat it, that's also shechita sheni ruya. What are you trying to prove?
Isn't
asking Akasha giving a teretz, being a raya.
Just saying, why do you have to necessarily learn it from Gemara? What do you be able to learn from Mishnah to say that?
The same idea.
The same idea that when a kohen kills an animal or someone's shechting an animal and then for a korban and then if you have das, that should be pigol. So isn't that also called a shechita shein haroya?
But do you have any Mishnais, whether it's a machlokes satanoim regarding that, whether shechita shenivoy, whether you treat it like a shechita or not? We treat it like a shechita there, benegir to making a pigul. The avoda wasn't avoda's pigul. You only make a pigul at the time one of the dalal avoda, shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. So it is a shechita benegir to making a pigul. Would you say it's a shechita shenivoy that there's no isar avos v'ezbenol? I don't remember if the Mishnais talk about it. Would there be a din? The original din of Osa Esbenos says regarding Karbonis. It even applies for Karbonis. So if Shochat, and he made it pigul at the time of the Shechita, you're right, that would be a Shechita Sheni Ruya. So is there a Mishnah that says that there's a Machlokes Satanaim there? I don't remember. Karachaz Shas. Anyway, a fascinating Machlokes Rav Shimon and Chachamim, where the Shechita Sheni Ruya Shema Shechita not, and the Machlokes is not restricted only to the case of shochat v'nimtzis treifa. A shechet b'shabbos, if you hold shechet b'shabbos, just the penalty of the rabbanu like our mayor, Rabbi Yehuda, a knas. So then the Gemara said that's not called shechita sheni ruya. Why not? But you're not allowed to eat it. Nah, it's only a penalty. It's to serve as a deterrent that the guy shouldn't do it again. That's not called shechita sheni ruya. The thing really is muta b'achila mid the rabbanu. We say you shouldn't eat it. But if it's awesome in our Torah, maybe it's only in Issa Gavra, maybe it's a penalty in the Rabban. But if you hold a Shechet B'Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yechon Sandler, it's awesome in our Torah, so then the Gemara says it falls under the category of Shechita Sheinu Ruya. Okay. Shechet L'Avod Zarah will be Tikruvus Avod Zarah. Not only will it be Asa B'Achila, it will be Asa B'Ano as well. Tikruvus Avod Zarah is Asa B'Ano. So that will also be a Machlokes Hatanaim, Shechita Sheinu Ruya, Shema Shechita or not, with the Gana V'Tovach. The Shabbos is going to be Tavach L'Avid Zorah, or he stole a Sharaniskol. Sharaniskol, Mishanik Madinah, is also Mano. Kodim Gmar Din, just like human beings need a Gmar Din. You know, Lo Yomas Haritzeh Haram Do Lefnei Haidah La Mishpat. It's a Pasuk in Masay. So it says, you're not allowed to kill the Ritzeh till Bezna makes a Gmar Din. Lo Yomas Haritzeh Haram Do Lefnei Haidah La Mishpat. And you see from there, Ein Gmar Din Shalot Demel Avonov. Has to be, the Bezna has to Paskin in his presence. Ad omdolif neho eidola mishpat, the eidos, the bezna of chav gimel, the Sanhedrin. So din in the nefashis of an adam, we know you have to have a gemar din first to be allowed to kill him. And the shoras niskal also. You have to have a gemar din. It's not there to kill a shor. You're permitted to kill a shor. But the mitzvah of killing the shor niskal is only after gemar din. How far do you say? We spoke a little bit yesterday about it. The pasuk says, "The gamboil of humans." I show you sokel. The gamboil of humans. What do you mean, gamboil of humans? The baal hashor doesn't get the death penalty. All it means is kemisa sabana kach misa shor. The same halachas that are required to give the death penalty to the baal hashor, namely, you need a bezin of 23, so you don't need hasara for the shor. But you need two kosher eidim. You need a bezin of 23, so they need al pishnei eidim to give al pi eidech or al pi balam. Let's say the baal hashor admits on his own that the shor killed an adam, so he'll pay kofer. Okay, he'll have to pay kofer. The shor will be pasal legabi hamizbech. Shor shargan sodom is a pasal legabi mizbech. So al pi eidech or al pi balam, the Gemara says will be pasal hamizbech and he'll have to pay kofer. But the shor won't get the death penalty because kemisa balan kach misa shor. So that's a machlokes satanayim. How far go with kemisa balan? You know, you don't need hasra. The shor doesn't need hasra. It just doesn't make any sense. So what about befonav? In gomadina shaladim ela befonav, because the pasuk says liyam asaretzeh adam do lifneho eidola mishpat. The nidon has to be standing in front of the bezin when they make a gmar din. So does that din apply to the shor? You have to take the shor, tie up the shor, and bring it in front of the bezin. And then they say, you are chayiv skilo. No, they can make a gemar din shalom. So that's a machlokes hatanoim in Bava Kamma. But the shor haniskal only becomes asabano after gemar din. Kodim gemar din, it's mutabano. After gemar din, it becomes asabano. Yeah, the Rabbi Natam denies that. Rabbi Natam says it doesn't mean that it's asabano. Let's say, bezin made a gemar din, I'm still allowed to go horseback riding on my horse. It just means that after it'll be dead, because it says lo yochel es asher yisakel, lo yochel es b'sarei. Lo yochel es b'sarei means that not only it's also b'achil, it's even also b'ano. Asher yisakel, I know that it's a nevela. So what does it mean? Lo yochel es b'sarei means it's even also b'ano. So the Rabbi Natam says, it only says lo yochel es b'sarei. While the animal is alive, it's not called b'sarei. So you have to wait till after it's dead. After it's dead, then the gemar din that they made yesterday will have an effect on the animal after it'll be dead, either die natural death or shochto lachashirig madina osabachil osabano. But calls man the animal's alive. Shah this come echain. Rabbi Natam holds his mutabahano.
Oh, I meant that Rabbi also said like
There's a machlokes hatanayim whether the shor has to be there. Al pi pash machlokes hatanayim. There's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. Whom are we punishing by giving the skila to the shor? So the Rambam and the Moreh Nevuchim says that it's a punishment to the baal shor. It does make sense to punish the shor. Shor is a la bardas, so he doesn't deserve any punishment. So the Ramban HaChumish in the end of Parshas Nach quotes that Rambam with respect and he disagrees. He says it doesn't make sense. The din is that there's a machlokes hatanayim, but the shor hefker, shor hargas ha'adam, gets the einish skilos. So according to the one Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the shor hefker, shor hargas, not chayiv misa, so you can say it's a punishment to the baal shor. But we don't accept that opinion. We paskin like the Chachamim, the shor hefker, shor harag, is also chayiv misa. So you see, it's a punishment to the shor. Either shor is a lab bar da. So he says, but this much seichel they have, that they're not allowed to kill a human being, because they owe debt of HaKoras HaToiv to Noach and to all of mankind for saving them during the Mamal. So they have enough seichel to understand that. He sure doesn't have enough seichel to understand Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. But he has enough seichel to understand not to kill a human being. And if he kills a human being, then we give the shor a punishment. The shor deserves a punishment.
Isn't it a deterrent also that he shouldn't kill again? I mean, it's a deterrent that he might kill again.
The Gemara says, if you have a wild shor, so you got to shoot him. It doesn't mean you give him skila. You got to shoot him to tie him down. I do something, give him to the zoo. I do something with him, put him in a cage. But the fact that you have to give skila, that's a special oinish that the Gemara does say. You have a shor nakhon, so there's an issue of losas m'damim meisach. You're not allowed to leave them loose around the house.
But you know? The Tana says, if you bring a shor, everyone agrees it means the shor, not
I think so. Why we had a sheik in Kibetz has learned otherwise. I don't remember already. So the Gemara has this fantastic machlokes hatanaim, whether a shechita shenibui alav shma shechita or not. That is negeya to different various cases. Not negeya to letarim de nevela for sure. Shechita's treif is metarim de nevela. All the tanaim agree to that. And they all agree that shechita's treif is not mata bachila. They all only argue in negeya to osu vezbeno and kise hadam and tavach omachar. But the shechita shenibui is shma shechita. Then the Gemara has. There's a din, if a ganav steals a chayfetz, so it says, Beheshev is akzela, he has to give it back. What if at the time that he stole it, it was worth a fortune, and now it's worthless? It's also ma'anon now. Goz al chomitz for over all of ha-pesa. Can he give it back and say, this is it? Ha-reish alach l'fanecha. So the Mishnah says, yes, goz al chomitz for over all ha-pesa, chaym Allah ha-reish alach l'fanecha. How come? But it's worthless now. So the Nadi Biuda has a fantastic suggestion. In his first volume of Tshuvas, he claims that in order to violate Bali Rabbi Matzei, the Ramban Achumish says you have to have Shaloi Bishusai. It has to be owned by a Jew. Shaloi U Bishusai. Full of ownership. If something is Shalib, ain't a Bishusai, it's an incomplete ownership. I can't be Magdish, I can't be Mafkir, and so on. Allah is also. I can't be Poyd Amai Sushani if it's not Bishusai. It has to be Shaloi U Bishusai. So the Gemara says, the Mishnai say, that if a ganav steals my behemah, I don't know where it is, so chili, but it's ain't a bishusi. So if the ganav stole my chametz, goes all chametz for abal about Pesach, nobody violated by Rabbi Motzi. The owner of the real owner of the chametz didn't violate because ain't a bishusi, he doesn't know where it is. The ganav didn't violate by Rabbi Motzi because not shaloi, so it's mutabano. So another Yehuda says the chametz is mutabano. So that's why the Mishnah says, I'm Allah haresh Allah lefanech. That's a snazi pshat, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the whole pshat, the whole gist of the Mishnah is fakir. Gozal chametz over all of our Pesach. Despite the fact that it does become chametz over our Pesach. Maybe the Nodi Behuda is right that nobody violated by your Rabbi Matzah. Maybe he's right that you need shaloi b'shusay, and it's not b'shusay of the Nignav, and it's not shaloi of the Gan. Maybe he's right, nobody violated. But it still becomes asamano. Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about that. Moshe talks about do I violate Bali Rabbi Matzei if the owner of the chametz is in Eretz Yisrael and the chametz is in New York and it's a 7-hour difference? So does he violate Bali Rabbi Matzei when it's the Higia Hazman in Eretz Yisrael, or does it depend on the Hazman in America? So Moshe says, it's benegit the chametz over la Pesach, but the chametz bishus the ownership of Israel. Even if the Israel, it's the reverse. The owner of the chametz is in New York, and the chametz is in Eretz Israel. So the owner of the chametz is before Erev Pesach in the morning. It's not violation of anything, but the chametz is in his ownership on Pesach. The Moshe says even if you'll assume the owner of the chametz didn't violate anything because by him it's not yet Pesach. But still it becomes chametz over all of our Pesach. That depends on where the chametz is located. It doesn't depend where the owner is. And it brings rise to that. So that's the pashtus over here. Even if the Nadi Yehuda is right, he's not right. Even if he's right that the chametz, nobody violated by Yerob, by Matzah, the ganef is not shalom, and the nignam is not b'shusah, so maybe he's right. Nobody violated by Yerob, by Matzah, but still it was chametz b'shusah Yisrael. Chametz b'shusah Yisrael, even if he didn't violate by Yerob, by Matzah, you have a penalty in the Rabbanim, but it's also Bahano. How do you know that that's the Pshat? Because the Gemara says Beferish like that. The Gemara has a Machloikas Amaroyim in Gittin. What's the din of Hezek She'ena Nikar? What do you mean Hezek She'ena Nikar? So the Mishnah says in Bava Kamma, Mishnah at the end of the second parak in Bava Kamma says, Adamud Li'olam Be'im Shoygig Be'im Emezid Be'im Yonis Be'im Rotz. The Adam Amazik, B'Shoygig, is also Chayiv to pay. But then you have a Mishnah in Hanizokan that says, Hametameh, that's what we call Hezek Shena Nikar. If I burn down your house, that's a Hezek Nikar. But if I'm a Tame Yotaris, I'm a Dame, I mix in a little Truma, and now it's depreciated in value, now I can only sell your Tchulin to a Kohen. A Zar can't eat it because I have Truma mixed in and you don't have Echod HaMeyo. to be mevatel all of the tshuma. Hamanasech, the wine became osamana, it was manasechit, whatever that means, bahariv or whatever. So it says, hamatame v'hamadam manasech, v'shoigig pata b'mezit chayiv. So the Gemara raises an issue, why do you distinguish between m'shoigig and m'mezit? Don't we have the rule, adam mod li'oilom, b'im m'shoigig b'im m'mezit? So the Gemara has a machlokes sama, right? We pask on the hezek sheina nikar is only chayiv m'derabbanan. Min ha-Torah lav shmei hezek, it's not called a chayfet shehuzak. I was mafsid in money, but that's only ha-yidei groma. The only time adam ha-mazik is chayiv if it's mazik bi'adayim, and it's a hezek ha-nikar. It's only hezek sheina nikar like this, that's called ha-yidei groma. So you're not chayiv to pay. So the Gemara says we have a, and the other Gemara, so that's why it's only a penalty in the Rabbana. Hezek Shein and Nika is only a penalty in the Rabbana. So lo konsu shog go to mezit. They only penalize him. Tame v'hamadame v'hamanasech, but mezit chayiv b'shoigig potem. Yeah. That's what Tosfos says when they get garmi. Grama b'nezik and his potem. Garmi means something careful in between grama b'nezik and a mazik b'yadayim. So that's a machlokes hatanaim and afkuf and babakama, whether dainin and din in the garmi, loy dainin and din in the garmi. So Rav Meir holds dainin and din in the garmi, and we pass like Rav Meir. And Chacham disagree. So Tosfos claims Rav Meir is doin din in the garmi, it's only a knas min derabbanan. And Atari does not have to pay garmi. So based on that, based on their assumption, dainin and din in garmi is only a knas min derabbanan, so they say, lo konsu shog got a mezit. Garmi is only chayb a mezit. Garmi b'shoigig with the potter. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has a whole country's din in the Garmi. He quotes the Tosfos and he disagrees. He says, why did the Gemara say Danina din in the Garmi? It doesn't say Danina knosa de Garmi. Din in the Garmi sounds like it's a real din deraisa. The Ramban says Tosfos is wrong, and even Garmi b'shoigig is also chayv. Oh, the mod li'oilam be m'shoigig be m'mezit. So Garmi b'shoigig is also chayv. Tosfos has another nafkamina that the Ramban quotes.
This one, how does he explain
Yeah, so the Gemara has a machlokes hamaroyim. How do you understand the Mishnah? Hamatamim hamdamarasim only chayv b'mezit, not b'shoigig. So the Gemara says the accepted pshat is that hezek shein anika lav shmei hezek. It's only chayv midirabbanan. And lo konsu shog got to mezit, like over there garmi lo konsu shog got to mezit. Yeah, the other opinion in the Gemara, the other Gemara says not true that hezek shein anika ish mei hezek ben atar yechayv b'im shoigig b'im mezit. And they patted, they made a takana fakir, not they made a takana to be mechayib you be mezid. They made a takana b'shoigig k'deshi yodiyenu. I know the din is, let's say I was metame medame menasa b'shoigig, by mistake. I'll be afraid to tell you that I did it, because then you'll bring me to it and turn you make me pay. So in order that I shouldn't have to pay, I'm going to let you go ahead and eat the truma betuma. I'll let you go ahead and eat the chulin that has the truma mixed in, and you're not a kohen, you're not allowed to eat it. So Kadeshi Odienu, in order that I should step forward and tell you about this disaster that I made a mistake and I was Matamim Damim Manasa b'shoigig, so they said they patted me. If I did it b'mezid, the whole purpose was that he's gonna find out about it. If I did it b'mezid, I'll see to it that he's gonna find out about it. Otherwise I'm not gonna get a heart attack. I wanna give him a heart attack. So I did Matamim Damim Manasa b'mezid to cause him aggravation. So I'll already see to it that he should find out. So there they made a penalty. They didn't have to say, we pata you kadeshi yodieno. No, that you should notify him. The whole reason why I did it b'mezit is, I'm going to get, he's going to know about it already. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Where how do you understand that din? Matam amda menasech b'mezit chai b'shoigig potter. So we paskin that hezek shenanika is only chai midirabbanah, it's not chai minatar. How did the Gemara come to that conclusion? So the Gemara in Perek HaNezokin and Gittin, the Gemara proves it conclusively from this Mishnah, that says, Gozel chametz v'over all about Pesach, I'm Allah harish Allah lifanecha. If over all about Pesach, it becomes chametz v'over Pesach, comes also b'hanah. So if the din would have been the hezek sheinanika shmei hezek, that would have been considered a chayfet shahuzak. So how can I say harish Allah lifanecha? It's not in the same state that it was at the time that I stole it. When I stole it, it was chametz that was muta b'hanah. Now it's chametz that's also b'hanah. So if you hold hezek sheinanika shmei hezek, then it's a chayfet shahuzak. It's damaged, not the same as it was originally. So how can I say, Haresh Allah v'anecha? Gemara says, I write in that Mishnah that it's not called a chayfet shahuzak. That's why I can say, Haresh Allah v'anecha. So the chayf is only midirabban. Ezek shenanika is only midirabban. Yeah, we started to say before Tesis' opinion. The Shach writes in Choshimish, but a historical statement of historical interest. He said he started to write a commentary on the Ramban's Kuntres of Dina de Garmi. And then he stopped in the middle because he said, well, I realize, what am I wasting my time? We don't accept what the Ramban said. The Ramban's premise is that Garmi is only is Minatoira, it's not Midrabbanan. And it has to explain everything on the level of the Raisa. You can't just say, here they were Machmer, here they were Machmer. Everything has to make sense on the level of the Raisa. So the Shach says, we don't accept the Ramban. So the whole Ramban is a waste. So the Ramban in the country's Din in the Garmi quotes another line from Taisa that we don't have. He quotes a Taisa that says, well, the concept of Ayacharov, let's say if a person incurred a debt and then he dies and he didn't pay the debt during his lifetime, so if he leaves Karka, so the din is that you can collect from the Chosim Nichse Hayisayim if he leaves Karka. If he leaves Taltalim, then the Ramban says, Metaltalim Yasmun La Mishtabdil Bachal, you can't collect from the Metaltalim. There's a mitzvah even from a tautalim, but you can't force them to pay. So the Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Moikotin that if a person did a malacha in Chalamoid, sometimes you're allowed to do malacha b'Chalamoid. But let's say a situation where there's no head to do malacha, so if the person does malacha in Chalamoid, so there's a penalty, he's not allowed to get hanor from that malach. So what if he planted a whole farm and then he dropped dead? So the question is, do we penalize the children also? But they didn't do the Avera. The father did the Avera. The children are Yirei Shamayim. They wouldn't have done the Avera. So the Gemara says, Loi Konsa Ben Ayachrab. Penalty is only on the father. There's no penalty on the son. The Tosfos Lishit Tosom is of the opinion that Nina Dina Gami is only Midir Rabbanon. So just like Metamim Damim Menasech is only Chai Midirabban and Loi Konsa Ben Ayachrov, and the same thing, one who does Malacha B'Chalamoy, there's a penalty Midirabban on it, but if the fellow dies, Loi Konsa Ben Ayachrov. So Tosfos writes a Chiddush, the same is true regarding Garmi. Garmi is only a penalty Midirabban, so Loi Konsa Ben Ayachrov. And the Ramban disagrees. Tosfos holds that Garmi de Behemta is put, the Garmi is only Chai, but penalty Midirabban if the Odom is Mazik Aide Garmi. If the Behem is Mazik Ade Gami, it's not right. That's Groma, basically. Every Gami is really Groma. And if the Behem did the Hezek, you don't make a penalty. And the Ramban disagrees. Gami the Behemta is Chayiv. Either is a Raif in the Gemara Baba Kama, so the Ramban is a genius. He explained why it's not a Raif. He disagrees with the Tosfos. That's a fundamental machlokes, whether Gami is the Raif or the Rabbanon, and the Rachamin is Ledina. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that Gozo Chamis Va'ova, all of our Pesach, doesn't mean because it's mutabano. It's not true. Despite the fact that it clearly is osabano, could be that nobody violated by Rabbi Matzah. Like Ramosha has in his case, where there's a time difference. Could be, even though the person didn't violate by Rabbi Matzah, there's still a penalty. Because Chametz Bishus HaYisrael is a din of a penalty of Chametz Shavu L'Av Pesach. So it could be there, Nadi Behud is right, that Gozo Chametz Shavu L'Av Pesach. Neither the Ganav nor the Nigna violated by Rabbi Matz, but still the Chametz will become Osa Banor. How come the Ganav can return and say, Haresh Aloch Lefanecha? The Gemara said, why? Because Hezek Shein Nika, Lav Shmei Hezek, so it's considered Heishwa Sagzela Asha Gozal. The word Asha has the connotation Kasha Gozal, Ke'ensha Gozal, and Ke'ensha Gozal Yachzer. Is it in the same state that it was at the time that he stole it? So we say Hezek Shein Nika, Lav Shmei Hezek, it's not a Chayfet Shein Ishtana. It's not a chayfet shehuzak. It's not huzak. Hezek Sheinika is not shmei. Even the rabbanon is lav shmei hezek. Not that everybody agrees Hezek Sheinika is hezek. They just argument on term of the rabbanon. Even the rabbanon Hezek Sheinika lav shmei hezek. Just the penalty of the rabbanon you got to pay. But the chayfet is considered loy huzak. So then you can say harei shalach lefanechem. What does say a shomer? Let's say the shomer has chametz before Pesach, and I ask him to watch all the chametz, and then I go away. I'm stuck somewhere in Medina Sayyam. I have no cell phone. I can't call him up. But the shomer should understand on his own. This coming era Pesach, he better sell the chametz. He didn't sell the chametz. He's standing in front of the warehouse and he's watching that no one should take the chametz. What does it help? He's standing and watching, but it becomes asabana on era Pesach after Shor Chamishis. It becomes Shor Shish. It becomes asabana already midrabbana. He doesn't sell it, so that's a pshia on the part of the shomer. So let's say, after Pesach is over, so the shomer gives back the chametz and he says, Harei shalach lefanecha. That's legitimate. Can you say Harei shalach lefanecha by a shomer? By a mazik, we're discussing, but by a gazlan. Gazal chametz, rabba la Pesach, that's a mishnah, everyone agrees, Harei shalach lefanecha. By a shomer, that's a question. Shomer is chayib b'pshia. So if the shomer has chametz, A gazlan is not a shemer. A gazlan is not mechuyev to watch. The Russian Baba Kam points out a gazlan doesn't have a din of a shemer. But if a guy is a shemer, he's mechuyev to watch to see to it that he does make a hezek. So he's negligent. He doesn't sell the chametz bizman heter. So the pashta says that he's chay mitam posheya. So what is going to help? He's going to get back to things. But still, he did a pshia. Because of his pshia, the value went down. So that the Gemara said, that's a machlekes satanoim. Rabbi Yankov says, the Tana Rabbi Yankov says, even if the Nigmar Dina Lemisa on the Shoah Niskal, there's also Manu Achazir Shoah based by Lab Muchzor, because you can say, Haresh Aloch Lefanecha. And the other Tanaim disagree, that you can't say Haresh Aloch Lefanecha by a Shoah. Haresh Aloch Lefanecha, when the thing is also Manu, that's only by a Gazlon. By a Shoah, that was his responsibility, it was Mechuyiv to watch it. He didn't watch, he has to pay for the Hepsid. Right, the Gazan is Chai Beyonson only if he can't return the Bien. But if he can do Behesha Vesagzela, then he doesn't have to pay for the Onson. So he returns and he says, Haresh Aloch Lefanecha. But the question is that really Haresh Aloch Lefanecha? It says Behesha Vesagzela, Asher Gozal. Asher Gozal means Kasher Gozal, which means Kein She Gozal. It's in the same state. See, if the din would have been, which it isn't, if the din would have been Hezek Sheninika, Shmei Hezek, then it's not in the same state. But we pass in the Gemara, so we pass in Hezek Sheninika, Lav Shmei Hezek, give him a Derabana Lav Shmei Hezek, just that you have to pay because you caused the Hepsid, like Grom, in a certain sense. So that's why it's still Cain Shagozal. He's in fulfillment of the din of Heshav Sagzela. Whenever he fulfills Heshav Sagzela, then he doesn't have to pay. If he's unable to fulfill Heshav Sagzela, then the din says he has to pay. So that's a machlekes hatanoim only by Shomer. By Gazal, they all agree. You can say by Yisuri Hana Haresh Aloch Lefanecha, because the Gemara explains why. Because Hezek Shem Nikolav Shem Hezek, and by Shomer it's a machlekes hatanoim. Whether the Shomer Rabbi Yankov holds Afilu Hechzira LeBeis Bayil of Lachash Nig Madina is also Muchzor. The other Tanoim disagree. What are you talking about? That's a Shomer's Chai BePshia. That's exactly what is Chai. Let's say I have a babysitter. Let's say I have a babysitter, and the babysitter is Poshea, and the baby gets sick because the babysitter didn't close the windows, it was raining, whatever. It was cold, and they didn't put a sweater on the baby, they didn't put a blanket, the baby caught a cold. So what does the babysitter have to pay? There's no Shemira, but Adam Hukish Lekarko, so Karko, Avonim, Ishtoris, the Shemira is not Chai B'Pshia. Machleka is the Rambam and the Ravid, but the Shemira is Chai B'Pshia on that. So what are you going to say? What does he have to pay? Let's say, according to the Rambam, that even though there's no Shmir of the Karkur, that's for Gzela, Vaveda, that's for Onsen. But a basic Chi of Pshia, that you have even on Karkur. So that's even fine. Adam Hukish the Karkur is, but Pshia you have. So let's say it's clearly the fault of the babysitter that the baby got sick. So what does he have to pay? What do you pay? Nezik, Tzari, Pshia, you have to pay the doctor bills when you go to the doctor. I don't know, but you got to pay something. The Shomer is Chai B'Pshia. Whatever Hepsid is caused because of the Pshia, he has to make good. See, here also, if the Shomer was Pshia, I give him Chometz to watch. I give him a Shor to watch. And then he's negligent. He lets the Shor kill and lets the Bez make a Gmar Din Lamisa. He says, Pshia, every step of the way. He doesn't do anything. He could have easily prevented. He could have tied up the Shor. It doesn't tie up the Shor. Shor goes and it kills four times. Kills once. You make a gemar din lemisa. He could have kept it. He could have hid the shore, and Bezin wouldn't be able to make a gemar din. And gemar din shoshar shalev b'fano. He could have hid it. No, he didn't do anything. So he's pasheya. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. If a shomer is pasheya, can you say haresh aloch lefanecha? No. One time the other Rabbi Yankov holds he can say haresh aloch lefanecha. Same as by a gazlan. The other tanoim disagree. Shomer can't say haresh aloch lefanecha. He was pasheya. That's exactly the din. Shomer pays for the pshia. If what?
The Shomer should have sold the
chametz? Shomer, yeah, he's a Shomer chametz. That's a good kasha, but that's what the Gemara says. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan has a tshuvah, Zochen liyad mishlei b'fanov. Even applies to sell something for somebody. Since it's an umdar d'much, he's a religious Jew. But he was arrested in jail in Bolivia, and he can't get out, and he has the chametz. So it's self-understood. No, if he has no cell phone, he has no way to contact the Shomer. So it's self-understood. It's the Shomer's responsibility to sell the chametz before this money is on. No, the Gemara says in Pesachim like that. The Shomer chametz, it's his responsibility to sell. How does it work? The Yitzchak Kohanim says that against the Ksais. The Ksais HaKhashin has the Chidish, you only say Zachan Li Adam, you don't say Zachan Me Adam. So he says that he's wrong. He says, you see from the Gemara that he's wrong, because the Gemara said the Shomer has the responsibility to sell the chametz. Obviously, he has the ability. How can it be held responsible for not selling it if Al Pidin can't sell it?
Does that also come if I have pressure to follow on?
To be mafresh challah from Yoram, atar mishali al shalchaveri. Let's say you have isa that needs challah, I have isa that needs challah. I'm mafresh from my isa a double amount that should put them the devil in my isa and your isa. So that for sure you can say zochan al mishalei b'fana. The only time the say zochan thought he had a rashbo in the dorim on daf lamed hey, I think daf lamed vav. So the tzais claims he has a rashbo who says, I can't be mafresh chumas and maisis from yours on yours, based on zochan liyana, because that zochan liyadam I'm taking away from your. You have all of this flour. I'm taking away some and getting away to the shevet kuhuna. So that zochan liyadam. And the Chazanish says there never was such a rashba. The Tzoyis misread the rashba. He said something else. But the Gemara does talk beferish. If you have tevel and I have tevel, I want to be mafresh from mine on yours. So then mafresh from my own. That's not Zochan Me'odim. So I can be Mata Yuri Satevel, more justice Mesupik. Is it really a schus? Would you be thrilled? Would you be happy? Or maybe you would say Nichele Lenish Lemevin Mitzvah B'Mamayna. Maybe you'd be happier to be Mafresh your own Trumas and Maisa, your own Chala. Well, let's say I know the guy's going to eat the stuff. He doesn't realize that it's not Gemaiset. So you can't say he'd be happy to do it on his own. So then everyone would agree. I could be Torah Mishali Al Shal Chaveri. The only time it's a diyun, zochem me'odim, is going to be term shel chaver al chaver. I'm going to be mafresh from you a tevel to be mata your is a tevel. So the tzais has a rashboa from the dorm. He thinks the rashba says that it doesn't work. Chazanish says that he misread, the tzais misread the rashboa. There never was such an opinion. That's the issue with all the hashgachas in Eretz Yisrael. You have the shuk all over, they have stores, and every day they deliver fresh fruits and vegetables, and every day the mashgiach comes from the badatz of the rabbanut or whatever, and then the mafresh trumas and maizah. The vegetables belong to the store owner, or let's say in Carmel wine, and badatz wine, and any wine you have. So there's an owner of the company. So the owner calls up the rabbanut, he calls up the badatz, says, I want a mashgiach to be mafresh trumas and maizah. You going to take care of it? Please come every day, take care. I don't have time. I'm running around the world to make sales all over. America, China, he wants to sell the wine all over the world. So the owner of the company, every day they deliver more grapes. Every day more grapes. Every day they make more wine. So I can't appoint Mashgiach as a shliach to be mafresh trumas and maizes on the wine that didn't even grow yet. The wine from the grape. I didn't buy the grapes yet. That's machman shadovish la bali yolam. So that was Taisus Kasha. Taisus and Nazareth that Kasha. That the balabasta goes shopping and she has a Jewish maid and she asks the maid, please bake challahs for Shabbos and bake cake and cookies and make sure you mafresh challah. So the balabasta herself cannot be mafresh challah. Ha mafresh challah said kemach liyasa v'loi klum. When the balabasta goes shopping in the morning, a whole day long shopping, everything is kemach. When it's in the state of kemach, he can't be mafresh challah. So the balabasta didn't have the ability herself to be mafresh challah. We have a rule in Nazir, a few days, that's where the Tyson says, Milsa Dio La Matzi Abid, Shaliach La Matzi Masha. You can't make a Shlich on a Dovah Shlabali Yolam. You yourself couldn't be Mafresh Chala on the Isa that you didn't mix, you didn't make the dough yet. How can you make a Shlich to be Mafresh? So we pass in La Locha and the Ramah and Hilchas Chala and Shilach Abdal quotes the Trumas Adeshin. The Balabasti can do it based on Zachal Yadam, the Shlich, the Mishareses, the maid, the Jewish maid can do it based on the principle of Zachal Yadam Shlavifan. Balabasti said, I want to go shopping. I want to spend the whole day. I don't want to be in the top. You make the challahs, you make the cake and the cookies. You'll be mafresh challah. When I come home, I want everything to be taken care of. So the Ramah quotes the Chumash Adeshin, the Mishareses can be mafresh challah based on Zochan Liyad Mishlai B'Fan. Because clearly she's doing a favor for the Balabas. Balabas said, do me a favor and take care. I don't want to have to pachka over here. So that's what the Ktsoi says, the Taina, on that Chumash Adeshin quoted by the Ramah in Hilchas Challah. But it's Zochan Me'odim. He thinks that the Rashba disagrees with the Trumas Hadeshin. He thinks that the Rashba should trump the Trumas Hadeshin. Rashba was bigger than Trumas Hadeshin, so you shouldn't say Zach HaMeyot. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshiva University, Yitzchak Yochanan has a tshuva. He says a few tshuvas. He writes, he do say Zach HaMeyot. That's Rabbi Zevin writes about Shabbos and tshuvas and Chelek HaRachayim. So Rav Yitzchak Yochanan's tshuvas are not really on Arachayim. Here he talks about Zoch and Mei Adam, he talks about Shlichas, he talks about everything but Arachayim. All of his tshuvas are Arachayim. It's all on Nashim and Zik. It doesn't talk so much about Arachayim. Other people write tshuvas Arachayim is on Arachayim. And his is on all Nizikin. Rav Yitzchak Yochanan is noted, his best mesicht, his favorite mesicht was Bab Metzia. So I say, a tshuva doesn't go by without him quoting extensively from Bab Metzia, because that was his best mesichta. So he always finds something from Bab Metzia that's relevant to the topic at hand. So where did we leave off over here? Yes. The din is that Shemachinim is only chayiv in Pshir, Shemesach is chayiv not only Pshir, even Gnev Aveda, and the Shoyl is chayiv Beyonsen. So the Gemara has a machlokes two Lashoynes on Lamed Dalet on the days, and it's a machlokes the Ramban and the Rambam, which opinion to Paskin, like Lishna Kam and Lishna Basra. What's the machlokes? And Shoyl is chayiv Beyonsen. When is the chayiv Onsen chal? Is it chal Mishas Meshicha? When he takes the Behemah, Bishaelo, he accepts upon himself to be chayiv Beyonsen, they say no. In the event he accepts upon himself, but in the event that an oinus occurs later, then the chiyuv to pay is chal. What's an afkamina? Bottom line, a shoyl is chayiv beyonsin. Afkamina is he borrows a behemah during his lifetime. Obviously, the guy's alive. The shoyl borrows a behemah, then he drops dead, and then the oinus occurs after he died. There's an earthquake or whatever. The behemah gets a heart attack, and it dies after the shoyl died. So when the shoyl dies, the children get Beirusha, whatever schus mom and the father had. The father had karka, the father had metaltalim, so everything goes Beirusha to the children. People owed money to the father, so the chayvis go Beirusha to the children. A chayv mom and is also a chefz of mom, just like karka metaltalim goes Beirusha, chayvis go Beirusha, and schus mom and also go Beirusha. So the father had borrowed a behemah, he was shoyl a behemah l'shloshim yom, and he dies, gets a heart attack, he drops dead after 15 days. And the children know all about the story that the father borrowed the animal. They have the right to use the animal for another 15 days because they get it Beirusha. But just because the Yarshin Beirusha, the schus, to use the animal for another 15 days, they're not Chai Beyonsen. They never accepted the Chai Beyonsen. The father's obligations don't go Beirusha. If the father borrowed money while he was alive, and then at the time he borrowed money, there was a Shibud Nechasim. So then when he dies, if he leaves Karka, so nishtabdu hanachasim, okay. You can't collect from metaltal karka, you can't collect, okay. Why? Because when he borrowed the money, kvar nishtabdu kol hanachasim. So here, the machlek is the lishna kam and the lishna basim, two lishanis and the gemara. When the shoyl borrows the behemah, do you say mishas mishichu hu deishtabe? He becomes mechayiv ben onsen, takeif and miyad. In the event that later there'll be an oinus, then it'll be a glory muslim afreya, the chayiv onsen maschal, at the time that he borrowed it, and then he died, and he left karkos. So the karkos were ready, kranish tabdu, to pay for the yonis that will occur. Even though the yonis occurred, the animal gets a heart attack and it dies after the father died. What do you say? No. He committed himself when he borrowed the animal. He said, yeah, I commit myself to chayiv yonsin, but the chayiv to pay for the yonsin only sets in if and when actually there is an yonis. If the yonis occurred after the father died, then the yorshim will not be mechayiv to pay. One case, they all agree. What if the Yorshim go and ishech the behemah? Tavchua biyachlua. If they go and ishech the behemah. So the Yorshim are not mechuyev beonsen. They didn't accept it upon himself. The father had a chiyev onsen, but when a man dies, he leaves his mamon goes birush. His chuse mamon go birush. His chiyuvim don't go birush unless the chiyev already set in. If the chiyev already set in and he leaves karka, then the karka is kranish tabe. But that's the machlekes over here. When the shoyl is chayiv beyonsin, was the chayiv beyonsin kvar nishtabdu hanachosim before any oinus occurs? And no, It'll only be, the chiyuv will only be lamaisa if and when the oinus will occur, then they'll become a chiyuv. So what happens if the children shech the behema? After the father died, the children shech the behema. Because they didn't know that it was a behema shu'ula. They didn't live near the father. They didn't know what was going on. And then they sit shiva, and then they're hungry for a little flesh, and they shech the behema, and they eat it. Then they find out that this behema belonged to the mashil, and it was b'she'ela by their father. So Oinus Rachmana Patre, look, that's Odom HaMazik b'Oinus Gomer. So they're not chayv to pay mitam Odom HaMazik for shechting the other guy's name. But Rashi explains they have to pay the mei bosa bezol. What is that all about? That's Mashan Enes. Just like we had the other Rashi earlier on the previous daf, that if tochav lachaver b'beis avli, if someone sticks the food in my mouth and I swallow it, so I didn't do a maisa hezik. He stuck it in a location that I can't even choke it out. I can't even get it out, but I have to pay Mashan Enes. Or the Behema does Shem Beregel B'Shus HaRabim, so you're not Chayim Tam Shem Beregel, you have to pay Mashan Enes. So over here also, they have to pay the Mei Bosa Bezol. What is the Mei Bosa Bezol? They would normally spend $1.50 on supper and eat milchiks, but if the flesh would be on sale, they wouldn't spend $15, they wouldn't spend $25 for a supper. If flesh would be on sale, they get it for $2.50, then $1.50, they would buy it for $2.50. So they pay Mashan Enes. So they paid the Mei Bosa Bezol. That's a din of Mashan Enes. So would there ever be a case that they would have to pay the full amount? Would you say Shoyel Chai Beyonce? Shoyel Chai Beyonce. So that's the Shaila. Inich Lehem Aviyem Achrayis Nechosim. Does it go on that case? That even though the onus didn't occur, the onus was that the children shech did it by mistake and they ate it. Tovchua v'yachlua. Mishalmed the main basa bezol, they pay Mashan Enes. And what if the father left karka? So that line goes on that case in the brisa that they pay the full amount because of shoyel is chayiv b'yonsin, and the chayiv b'yonsin set in while the father was still alive. Or do you say no? The chayiv b'yonsin only sets in after the onus occurs. So Tosis points out over here, the Yorshim are not chayiv be'onsin. Normally, the Yorshim are not chayiv be'onsin. They're not the ones who borrowed it. But Tosis thinks that the chayiv b'gneiva aveda. Why? Tosis says they are chayiv b'pshia. That's sure they're chayiv b'pshia. Why? Because you have a situation. Normally, a person only becomes a shomer if he agrees, if he consents. Get make me a shomer bal korchi. Where is the one and only case a person becomes shomer bal korchi by shomer aveda? Because the halacha says it's mechiv to pick it up and to function as a shomer. So shomer aveda basically should be a shomer chinam. He's not paid. He's not a shomer socha. He's not paid. It became a shomer bal korchi. So what's the klal? Whenever I have your mammon and you don't have the mammon is by me, not by you. You don't have the ability to watch over it. So I become a shomer bal korchi here. The father died, and the Yorshim have it, so they have it in like a Shemachina. They have it in like a Shemachina. So Taisus thinks that the Chai B'Gneva the Aveda also, not only Chai B'Pshia, why there's a Klal in the Gemara, Hov and then a Mahana. What does that mean? If you have a person that's basically a Shemachina, but he gets a little Hanof from the fact, what makes me into a Shemachina if I'm paid a salary? To watch. If they pay me at least a Shavu'ot Pruta or above to watch the Pikudim. What if they don't pay me anything, but I get a Shavu'ot Pruta's worth of Hanoah from the fact that I'm watching it? So that's Kohol V'nene Mehane. Since I'm getting a Shavu'ot Pruta's worth, even though they're not paying, I'm not being salaried like a Shemesach's salary to watch. Here the fellow's not being salaried to watch, just Derech Agav, he gets Hanoah. So over here by the Yorshim, since the Yorshim have a right to use the Behema for their own purposes for the next 2 weeks, so we should say, they become a Shemachinim, they know that the father borrowed it. It's not that it's unknown. They knew the father borrowed it. So they're allowed to use it for the next 2 weeks, but they don't have a din of Shoyl. But the fact they have the right to use it, so their din should be, there should be a Shemachinim, Haschai B'Gnei B'Aveda. They don't become a Shemesachah, Elmananamah means like Master Shemachinim, Lios Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. So here also, it's Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. What happens if they didn't know that the Behema was a borrowed Behema? They didn't know at all. And this was really, Tosfos said, that's really a pshia on the part of the father. If the children live in the neighborhood, he should have told him before he died that this behemoth doesn't belong to me. It's bar mikshah, you don't shecht it. He didn't tell him anything. So the father did a pshia. He was negligent by virtue of the fact he didn't say a word while he was alive. But the hefsid only arrived after he died, and the children didn't know that it was a behemoth shul, and they went and they shechted it and they ate it. So that's what Tosfos says. That for sure we would say nishtab no hanachosim. The Braisa does say, if there's achrais nachosim, then the mashil is goyver from them. Why? Because the pshia was done during the lifetime of the father. So that Chiddush Tosfos says, a person does an act of pshia, which brings about a hefsid mamon, but the hefsid only takes effect 2 months later, after he dies. 2 months later, the hefsid takes effect. So Tosfos said, nishtab da hanachosim, from the time that he did the act of the pshia. Yeah. But we didn't speak about the machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban, machloikas to the Shonis Ligmara. When a shoyel is chai b'yonsin, is it nishtab da hanachosim take it from miyad, or is it only nishtab da hanachosim later when the oinus occurs? And how does this apply to the chiyuv gnei b'avedos? So, we'll have to discuss that. Okay?